Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And I'm really just about as alive in this broadcast as I can get. For the next few weeks, I'm going to be like this with you because God has given me a dream, a night vision. I'm not going to share that with you today, but it's the beginning of the year, and as we seek the Lord, and He puts things on our hearts, and I say this is something that's really been on my heart for a long, long time, but renewed since our prayer conference in October. And what I want to talk to you about is the glory of God and the glorious church. The Bible speaks of the glorious church. Actually, the book of Ephesians is a wonderful place for you to meditate on God's plans and purpose for the church, especially for the church, really for all creation, but especially for the church. And in this chapter, and in God's plan as revealed in His Word, there's much about the church being a glorious church, a church filled with the glory of God, a church filled with the love of God. I believe that 2008 is going to be a year of the glory. I'm going to take these next few days to whet your appetite a little bit for the manifestation of the glory of the Lord. When I came in and I was baptized with the Holy Spirit in 1967, lots of people were prophesying doom and gloom in the church. They were saying that the church was going to have to go into almost hiding before the Lord came, that we would need, what were those kinds of stoves they had at that time? Kerosene stoves. We would need a supply of food, survival food, and you could send to this one magazine, Charismatic Magazine, which everybody was reading back in the days of the 70s. You could send to that magazine, and you could get survival food for $200. I was talking about this recently with a friend, and she said, Billy, I have got $10,000 worth of that survival food in my basement, back from the 70s. But you know, even though that was being printed and it was going around like wildfire, I happened to be baptized in the Holy Spirit under the ministry of Kenneth E. Hagin. And especially during a wonderful special week with Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, Papa and Mama Goodwin, teaching on the baptism in the Holy Spirit to denominational people in a seminar in Tulsa who were being swept in by the Holy Spirit in what was called the Charismatic Renewal. And I was talking to some people who compiled a new book Kenneth Hagin has out, Tongues Beyond the Upper Room, compiled from the teachings of Kenneth E. Hagin. As a subtitle, it has everything you want to know about speaking in tongues. And the people who compiled this at Kenneth Hagin told me, we went back to those seminars where you came in 1967 and received the baptism in the Holy Ghost, where Brother Hagin was just teaching so clearly from the Word of God. And Kenneth Hagin Ministries has a new book they've put out from his old teachings. It's called Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. We'd be glad to send you that book for $10 as a special radio offer, because I want to find out if you're out there. I want to find out if we do have a radio listening audience. I want you to contact me during this month of January by mail, by email, by any way, and just say, I'm listening. I'm listening to the broadcast, and tell me where you hear it and at what time you hear it. Are you one of those that listen in the middle of the night in Tulsa? I don't know, but we want to know if you're there. Now, I'm not doing so much about this today, but I am going to really be talking about tongues, because the dream God gave me, and I believe it was a spiritual dream, I will give it to you sometime in the next few weeks. You judge whether you think it was or not, but God put the emphasis on tongues, and especially the power of tongues. Now, the church, for many centuries, was in a dark age. We're in the dark ages. They were affected by the dark ages. And so many truths of the church were just little glimmers of light during those dark ages. But then the light began to shine and come out again, and we learned that the just shall live by faith. And then God gave us back and restored to us what the cankerworm had eaten. He restored to us the outpouring of healing. Well, actually, the truth of healing, divine healing. And then he restored to us at the turn of the century, from the 19th to the 20th century, about 100 years ago, in something called, first there came the outpouring in Topeka, Kansas, that was through the ministry of Brother Parham, Charles Parham. And then there was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that happened in Los Angeles, came on Bonnie Bray Street in April 1906 through 1909. It lasted 3.5 years, a great outpouring at what has become known as the Azusa Street Revival. Now, you know, we had the 100th anniversary celebration of this in Los Angeles in 2006. A book was printed that year and came into my hands called Azusa Street, They Told Me Their Stories, The Youth and Children of Azusa Street. And this storyteller who put together this book and only did it last year is named Tommy Welchel. And Brother Tommy Welchel actually was a young man running from God in the 60s, and he ran right into God's saints in Azusa, who had been children during the Azusa Street Revival. He ran into a place called Pisgah. Pisgah had been established in 1894 by Dr. Yoakum, and Pisgah had ministered to street people. They own a campground and a places to live there, and he ministered to the down and outers, and Dr. Yoakum became a part of the Azusa Street Revivals. And then after Azusa Street, and as the people grew older, the Azusa Street Saints came to live in this place of Pisgah, or minister there, and they grew old. They grew to be older people, but they stayed together, sort of, and they ministered through this wonderful ministry there. Now, young Tommy was 17 years old, and he was running from God, and he got found by some people from Pisgah, and he was living there then for several years. As he lived in that place for several years, he came to know these saints who were part of the Azusa Street Revival. And I'm going to read you the book that he wrote. I read this book on a trip. I read excerpts from it on a trip recently to Europe. And just reading about the glory. These are eyewitnesses. And the healings and the miracles that took place in the presence of the manifested glory of God. We had such meetings in Europe. We had miracles. We had manifestation of the glory. I dare to say we had the glory cloud. And I want to tell you, when I came in under Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, in 1967, I didn't hear doom and gloom prophecies. What I heard from Brother Hagin, from Papa Mama Goodwin, from Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, and from others, was at the last, there's going to be a great manifestation of the glory of God among the saints of God. And Tommy Welchel, who put together this book, who put together these stories, points out that he heard from these old saints that Brother Parham from the outpouring in Topeka and Brother Seymour, the one-eyed black preacher from the outpouring at Azusa Street, both prophesied that in about 100 years there would be another outpouring that would surpass anything that happened at Azusa Street. Well, folks, this is biblical. The Bible speaks of the former and latter rain being poured out together. The former rain, all of the outpourings of the rain are a type of the Spirit according to the book of Joel. And Joel says that in the last days there will be an outpouring of the former and latter rain in the same month. In the book of Acts, we are told through the preaching of Peter that in the Acts chapter 2 is the former rain outpouring, and that and we believe that what happened in Azusa Street was the latter rain outpouring, and the book of James tells us that before Jesus comes, there will be the former and the latter rain outpouring of the Holy Spirit together and bring in the precious fruit of the earth. And so I believe that. I believe 2008 could be the very year that we are inundated with the manifestation of the glory of God. Yes, the glory of God is within us, but hallelujah, the Bible speaks of something coming up on us. And so I'm going to be reading to you for the next few days. Who knows, it might take 2 weeks, but I'm going to read you from a book called They Told Me Their Stories by Brother Tommy Welchel. You can get that book by contacting us. Everything I'm going to read to you, I will get to some days that you'll just shout, whether you're driving in your car or listening wherever you are, and you'll say, oh, I want that. And we'll get you that book, They Told Me Their Stories by Tommy Welchel. You can get it by contacting us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And for $10, we're going to offer both of these for $10 or $20 for the both. And you can get for $10, They Told Me Their Stories. We normally sell it for $13. They Told Me Their Stories by Tommy Welchel. And you can also get the book, new book by Kenneth E. Hagin, Tongues Beyond the Upper Room. Be sure to tell us that you are a radio partner. And if you can send us an offering, it will be applied to the radio that you listen to. And we do want to thank you for being faithful listeners. Now tomorrow, I'm going to begin to read from the book, and I will make comments on this great outpouring of the Holy Ghost that happened at Azusa Street. And as I am reading it, I want you to know that I believe the glorious church is going to have a great manifestation of that glory in the year 2008. 2008. Eight is a year of new beginnings. Brother Copeland has been talking about its being the year of the fullness of the blessing. Think of it. What the Bible says in Ephesians, he prays that we might know the love of God. This is chapter 3. That we might know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, in order that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. Unto him be glory in the church. It's God's will. He wants it to happen. It is written, it will happen. Let's believe God together for the glory of the Lord. Until then, remember, you can also contact us on the web. That's billybrim.org or .com, B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M. Contact us. Tell us you're there and that you want to know more about the glory of the Lord. You can manifest to his glory. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom.